Malcolm, how are you doing?
Doing good. Ready
it is
for summer.
Time for yes, yeah, and that's why we're here. We have really a really fun episode. It is Serial for Summertime. We're going to have Catherine Birch from 10 Tampa Bay on the show today. She's been on the show before, so we're going to make sure you have a link so you know a little bit of more background, but we're catching up. We have lots to celebrate because, again, it is Serial for Summer. Catherine, welcome back to Stick a Fork in It.
So very excited. I'm still kind of recovering from our big cereal collection day, but Cereal for Summer continues through the end of May, so there's still time to donate.
Right, there's still time to provide meals for kids who depend on their school breakfast and lunch, right? That's the whole purpose of this, to make sure that there's an easily accessible, healthy, and sometimes fun breakfast. We had a lot of diversity in food. I think people are really honing in on how important health is, especially for kids. Saw a lot of things on May the 3rd, which was our collection day. What did you think about that day, Catherine? I know you dipped out a little bit early, but you know, there are some things that go on that I found fascinating.
No, I love our cereal collection day. For folks not familiar, we were set up at public stores on both sides of the bay and broadcasting live all day long. And it just kind of builds excitement for this drive and this effort and makes it fun. We have so many people participate, local businesses, local government groups, law enforcement in this area. Boy, do they go all out. Just for an example, you know, Tampa Police and Hillsborough Sheriff, they send their motorcycles with their lights flashing along yeah. with, you know, their huge, huge trucks filled with boxes of cereal that they've been collecting all month long. And it just, you know, it's kind of like the whole community putting a big hug around families and kids. It touches everyone, and it's just a yeah. fun day and does your heart good because there are people from all walks of life that have donated cereal for this cause.
I think it's amazing. It's a very long day. It's a very big deal for a network station to give 5 a.m. to 7 p.m., to support their community. And basically that's what you guys do all day long. But this year, I mean, I know we've had schools involved in the past, but this year on site, I found it very touching. You know, Catherine, you and I usually do that 13, 14 hour day without a break. So at the end of the day, there comes these emotional moments because you've just been impacted by so many people that really care about their community. But this year I was extremely touched by the children that showed up with their families, the children that showed up with their schools, actually unloading the cars, the vans, and the trucks. I just thought it was really amazing, not only that they want to help their peers, but it's helping children understand that there is food insecurity out there and how important it is to take care of each other. It feels to me like we're raising up kids right when I experience days like that.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a tremendous opportunity, a teaching lesson for even just really young children. We've got a preschool involved that does cereal for summer activities, making art projects with cereal. But along with the fun that they have with cereal, I've talked with those kids and I'm like, why are you collecting cereal in this? These little voices will go to put food in hungry bellies. And it just touches your heart. But these are lessons that these kids will carry with them for the rest of their lives. And it's so important that, you know, they realize that maybe they're at home and food isn't an issue and they get their bowl of cereal every morning. But even at such young ages, they realize that some other kids aren't that lucky and that they can help.
They can lean in and help. You know, it was so interesting. We kick off our day with the Hillsborough County Sheriff. 8,500 boxes of cereal. Ooh. They doubled from the year before. It was unbelievable. But you told a wonderful story, and we're, again, leaning into these kids who are helping their neighbors. Tell us about the lemonade stand. That was a really unique way someone collected for us.
Oh my gosh, these sixth grade girls were just so marvelous and so refreshing. And it basically, I wasn't even aware of this. I was just, this one girl started it with her friends a couple of years ago. I hadn't known that they'd been doing this for a couple of years, and I just got wind of it this year and went out to the home, and the girls are at the kitchen table making posters for the lemonade stand. And they just spread the word through their school, through their friends. Of course, parents are involved. And even before they sold a single glass of lemonade, they had already collected $4,000. So then the lemonade stand comes, and, you know, cars are coming through, and people are donating, and the kids have such fun doing it, and it makes them feel good. And of course, it, you know, all goes to help other children. So I love it when kids help kids. But this was just a really fun event, and they own it, man. They just take control and do the whole thing.
You know, I think, was their total $7,500 at the end?
You know, they told me that money is still coming in, and they're going to be delivering cereal to Feeding Tampa Bay as well, and let me know, and we'll continue to follow that story as it goes.
So we got word that that's where they're at now, and if you do the meal count, that's over 40,000 meals in each that will provide, because $1 equals 5 meals. So it's really important, and it's fun to bring cereal. But if you want to donate, Feeding Tampa Bay can maximize those dollars with our partners like General Mills and purchase more for your dollar than you could on your own. But we really are super thankful, not only that Publix lets us utilize their space on May 3rd, on both sides of the bay, but also General Mills through Publix does BOGO. So that really encourages folks that maybe hadn't even heard about it, which I can't believe you hadn't heard about it when we're at the Publix, right? We're everywhere. But the folks who are donating, we had folks, I don't know about, I know Ev was in St. Pete, you and I were in Tampa. We had such generous, just filling carts
We had folks, you know, obviously telling people at the door, you know, hey, if you can, donate for cereal for summer. But yeah, those huge General Mills displays, kind of like with BOGOs, you know, are right inside the door. They couldn't miss it. And it makes it so easy for people to donate when they can buy one, get one free. But yes, the Publix customers, very generous. You know, people would just come out with cartloads of cereal. Yeah. And, you know, again, so heartwarming when they maybe didn't even expect to do anything like that day, but, you know, spur of the moment decision, they're filling their carts with cereal boxes.
And a BOGO helped get them there, right? It's like, okay, well, this is easy. You've had, over the years, Publix has been involved. Again, this is 9 years we've been doing this, and it's just grown and grown and grown. Who are some of the folks that work really hard and have been with you from almost the start? I know Sunny's Barbecue is one. They're very loyal. I think they reach out to you before it's even time to see what's going on. Who else supports this effort throughout the community off the top of your mind?
You know, it is such a wide variety of folks and businesses and groups. But of course, we want to thank our major partners in this. Sunny's Barbecue, Achieva Credit Union, Goodwill Stores. They make it easy for people living throughout the Tampa Bay area. There's a place to drop off their cereal. They don't need to drive here to the station or to Feeding Tampa Bay. You know, there's usually one of those businesses, you know, right in their neighborhood or on their way to work that makes it very easy. So it's really important for us to have a wide variety of drop-off locations. But then there are the groups that do, you know, super great things for us. The YMCA had drop boxes in the Tampa area at all their locations. YMCA members, very generous. The motorcycle community is so involved in collecting cereal. Full Throttle magazine always, like, you know, holds a special event at bike rallies. And, you know, the the bikers come in with their cereal. So, I mean, it is people truly from all walks of life that really help us out with this. And I have to tell you this, Cool Today Air Conditioning was a big sponsor. Mm-hmm. They helped spread the word, and they also donated 3,000 boxes of cereal to this event. And their customers and employees helped out as well. And then even just this week, Good Greek is helping us out, because Good Greek teams are going around to all of those Sunnies and Achieva locations and picking up the cereal. So I don't have to. So that is tremendous help to have, like, you know, these young moving men, you know, helping out instead of me with a U-Haul. So that is a tremendous help for us all. So it really does take a village. I mean, it's just all these different groups and companies that are joining hands to make this a successful effort.
So there's a lot of work that goes into this, and I don't think a lot of people understand how much. Even at Feeding Tampa Bay, whoever's listening that works alongside us, you put crazy hours in. You just mentioned Good Greek, and this is the first year you've had them. So you and I think connect on the fall before the year cereal summer, and the planning starts mm-hmm. from there, and the connections start from there. Tell us a little about your time investment and what it takes to even get it launched.
Well, it just, you know, it's connections. And the only way for this to continue to grow is for more people to get involved. So it's a lot of phone calls. It's a lot of emails. It's like everyone you meet throughout the year, you know, we have this cereal for summer drive coming up. I do school tours here at the station. Well, you know, they don't leave without knowing about cereal for summer. So I also like to make it as easy as possible for people to participate. So in the weeks before Cereal for Summer, I am out on the road most days delivering the big Cereal for Summer boxes and the posters that people need. At some point, that may have to stop at some point, and people may have to start coming to me. But I do like to make it as easy as possible for people to participate, and I don't want the hassle of, oh, I need to get a box and a poster to stop anyone. So I try to get that out to people.
Yeah, you're basically on the road for 6 months for something that runs for 2 months, right? And the thing is, what I find beautiful and I find really interesting, and I'm also so very touched by it, is, you know, you work for 10 Tampa Bay. You guys partner alongside throughout the year a number of nonprofits organizations. You're very philanthropic. This just happens to be a little bit of where your heart and soul is for Cereal for Summer. And I believe every connection you make helps it grow. And of course, Feeding Tampa Bay now reaches out to folks like General Mills and get them involved, and all of our volunteers. You know, it's the same thing on our side. We're telling everybody, like, you know, cereal, right, Ev?
Absolutely.
It is. I mean, it is truly a partnership. And, you know, 10 Tampa Bay, you know, we, you know, came up with the idea to collect this cereal. But, you know, you are the folks that distribute it to the people in need and take care of all the logistics and the thousands of boxes of cereal. I mean, we could not, you know, do this without such a valued partner with Feeding Tampa Bay.
Well, it's a privilege for us to work with you guys on this. You know, this goes till May 31st. You guys really cover us so exclusively and richly throughout the whole month of April, let's say kicking it off strong. But folks can donate and give and be involved until May 31st. I know our Tampa Bay Rays are going to do their own collection. There are people still hustling. You know, the really fun thing that we got to announce on May 3rd is we are at over 550,000 meals so far. That was on May 3rd, and our goal is 1 million. So considering we were at the halfway mark, we got this, right? We totally got this. So folks, I hope you loved checking in with our friend Catherine, helping understand Cereal for Summer, why this is important. Again, children who go to school and rely on those meals need that additional help. Feeding Tampa Bay brings all that cereal in. and distributes it out through our partners and our programs. And it's something that even those in our care look forward to. They know when cereal for summer is and that they're going to be getting cereal boxes too. So if you're not in Tampa Bay and you're listening to us and you want to know more about how you can do cereal for summer in your area with your local food bank, reach out to us. Ev will have an email in the description of the show. Catherine, thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate
Absolutely.
You. We're going to be together very soon. A little teaser, grand opening of Feeding Tampa Bay's Causeway Center. The good news is to be able to fit even more cereal. Am I right?
Absolutely. Fill it up.
You guys go to cerealforsummer.com where you can give or rally and collect cereal for our Tampa Bay children.
You can learn more about Feeding Tampa Bay and how to join the movement at feedingtampabay.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok at Feeding Tampa Bay.